Well, my devotional tonight is to repeat a phrase from Christ, if you can believe. We break into the story, and Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, we'll get to him in a moment, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. That's a pretty broad promise. A certain man had a demonized son. We often talk about demon possession, but if you go back to the way the Greek actually says it, it doesn't have anything about possession. It just says they are demonized. Had a demonized son, and when that evil spirit took him, he would tear him so the son would foam at the mouth and grind his teeth, and the boy was wasting away. So the father began with faith and high hopes, but now doubted anything could be done. The disciples, if you remember, had tried to heal his child, but could not. This is why, when he came to Jesus, he said, if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. That's a pretty weak plea for help, isn't it? Jesus, without rebuking him, because he understood what was going on, he didn't tell him, retract that if. But he put the if in its correct place. He says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now, what we find here is that the man's trust was strengthened. Christ pictured that it wasn't just relying on others to do it, but his own faith in the Lord. We need to learn this lesson. This is going to be a strength for you, for me. When we, like this man, put an if in our request to God, we jeopardize our entire prayer. If you can help me, if you can give me grace to overcome temptation, if you can give me forgiveness, if you can make me successful, start out with doubt here, see? Go to God, the Almighty, starting with doubt. So no, put the if in the right place. If I can believe, he both can and will. So let's approach the prayer time with that sense. If you can confidently trust that all things are possible for Christ, so shall all things be possible for you. Remember Martha asking Jesus about her dead brother Lazarus. But I know, she said, that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. John 11:22. This is in accordance to Christ's own promise to his own. Listen to this. John 14:12-14. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do, and greater works than these shall he do. Greater works than Christ did. Not about saving people, but the miracles that he did. There's a time when God brings about some miraculous things. He says, because I go to my Father, so I'm leaving this in your hands. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, asking in his name is to ask it by his authority. And so this would have to do with what he has told us to do, the ministry that he has given us. If we ask him to do something that furthers what he has commanded us to do, he says, I am obligated to do that. So recognize this. Faith honors the grace of omnipotent God and clothes itself with God's glorious might. All things without limit are possible to him who believes. You look around and see, this is an impossible situation. You look at yourself and say, I have a problem, I have a disease, I have a difficulty, I have a situation, and nobody can help. But all things are possible for the one that believes. Ask, my soul, can I believe my Lord tonight? Can I believe my Lord?